Nisha's podcast teaser, episode 2, The Trip to Turin.
Scene 1, an airport lounge.
This is an announcement for a Mr. Johnny Fishfinger. That's Mr. Johnny Fishfinger. Please come to the main information desk immediately. Your wife has gone to the toilet to freshen up. Your wife has gone to the toilet to freshen up.
Phone call to Jay.
Right, Snickers.
Ah, Cruncher. I've only done it again, didn't I?
What have you done now?
I nearly missed a flight to Turin.
Oh. How'd you manage that?
Just the usual. It's like, I don't think I'll ever learn. I've got this problem. I can never get anywhere on time. I mean, what is it? It must be some sort of resistance against conformity or something. I don't know. Is it indolence? Or just a love of drama, leaving it to the last? Walking with the danger in your pocket, or in this case, running with it?
You love a bit of danger.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it must be. I don't know. I can just imagine my father saying to me, "Would you ever learn? Would you ever
miss bus life? Miss bus life? Miss the train?"
Nah, I mean, you know, remember when I used to come up to Hendon, you know, get the train to see you? I used to be standing upstairs in my bedroom window. I could see the train arriving to the station. I would fly like the wind, leg it out of my house, down the street, down the stairs, into the bus station, up the stairs to the train station, up the stairs to the platform, and just as the train was speeding off, managed with one hand to swing open the carriage door, and like some sort of harlequin with a guitar, land standing feet astride into the carriage floor, as if entering upon a stage, with everyone looking at me somewhat incredulously, their eyes fixed on the big smile across my face. I'd walk through to an empty seat and say to no one in particular, "I made it in the nick of time." Now, why I didn't board a train like everyone else on time, God only knows. And it's the same now with airplanes. Only I can't see that coming from my window. But as I said, I just never know.
You and arrivals. I mean, this has a history, doesn't it? I tell you this, something I've always admired about you. You always took that chance to arrive exactly in your own time.
Last call for passengers boarding EasyJet E702 flight to Turin. Now boarding at gate 954.
Yeah, talk of the time. I better get on that plane.
Scene 2. Landing in Turin.
Here we are, here we are, I'm in Italy. Have the summer ice and clean my pasta and coffee. Bellissima, bellissimo, la 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 la. Bella, 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 splendido.
Yeah, I'm here in Turin, I made it. Gianluca was there outside the airport, sitting in his white van, with a big smile on his face. Ciao, Anthony, he said, and grabbing my bag, put it in the front between the driver's and passenger seats. He showed me what was in the back of the van, thousands of vinyl records, all neatly snuggled into boxes. Once a week, he told me matter-of-factly, I bring to the market in Turin to buy and sell more records. Soon he was telling me about his plans for the release of the reconstruction of Zara, that he planned to put it on a compilation first, then release a 12-inch extended version on its own. I was struggling to get comfortable in the front of his van with so much stuff in there, and this news eased my discomfort. First we go to my flatter and sign the contract, then I take you to my apartment, yeah? His flat was a typical high-ceilinged Italian affair. He showed me into the main living area, and there in front of me was a large space, completely and utterly covered floor to ceiling, in shelving, that held more records than EMI or Sony could ever dream of releasing. He excitedly pulled out various obscure 80s synth tunes and played snatches to me. You heard of this? He inquired. No, I can't say I have. I like it though. An hour passed just listening to and talking about music. On the way to my Airbnb, I asked him about any good art galleries for me to visit tomorrow.
He suggested the Egyptian art gallery. No, more modern contemporary.
Castelli di Rivolo. Castelli di Rivolo. I'd buy you some bus and a train a ticket. How long you stay?
Only two more days, I answer. And stopping suddenly, he gets out and goes into the back shop and buys some tickets for the metro or trams.
I drop you now at your flat and pick you up tonight. We go to dinner and have drinkies.
Yeah, drinkies. Great, I say. Ciao, Gianluca. Cheers for picking me up. And up I go into my apartment.